This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is under a heat risk warning for the first time today. The National Weather Service is using a new system for heat advisories. Previous alerts used a heat index, which depended on humidity. Heat risk is used by western states that don't have as much humidity, but still can see dangerously high temperatures. Meteorologist Caitlin Mensch says the new system considers numbers on climate and hospitalizations and helps alert communities when it's too hot.
Especially if they need to open up cooling centers in areas that are more vulnerable, like Denver.
Along with hot weather again today, it's smoky and hazy across Colorado, with smoke moving into the state from fires burning in Idaho and Montana. The smoke could settle closer to the ground through the day, affecting people who are sensitive to it. A new study of Denver's housing market shows that buyers from out of town are better positioned to buy homes. Buyers from outside Metro Denver had an average target price nearly $100,000 higher than local buyers. The study says that inflationary pressures are driving up home prices. Financial security was the top concern from Colorado State University students, faculty, and staff during public listening sessions last week. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports the sessions were part of the school's search for a new president.
The search comes during a time where inflation, the cost of attending college, and the cost of living in Fort Collins are reaching record highs. First-generation student Nick DeSalvo told the search committee he wants to see the next president find ways to make degrees more affordable.
We need a president who understands that there are many students who do not have their mothers or their fathers paying for their college.
CSU's former president, Joyce McConnell, stepped down from her position in June. She left 2 years before her contract ended and received a $1.5 million buyout. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.